Hello and welcome to the T3 Podcast Mobile World Congress special.
Woo.
Yes, we've the latest from Barcelona, including ice cream, cha-chas, and new galaxies unveiled. We've news from Samsung, Motorola, LG, Android, HTC, and Sony Ericsson, including why LG is bringing a new dimension to phones.
You're going to love this phone. It's the amazing Optimus 3D. Come on up, get your hands on it, check it out.
Yes, roll up. And why the best Android tablet on show isn't even running Honeycomb. All that and more, thanks to my wonderful co-host, the lovely Ree Morgan, and the man who couldn't be sent to Barcelona for fear of spreading Middle Eastern-style popular revolutions to the Catalans. It's T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. Welcome.
Thank you. Very good. To Catalan story short.
Yes, you
doesn't
missed,
mean anything, does
so little of this podcast does. So you didn't come to Barcelona, Duncan. You always seem to miss out on these little trips.
Yeah, you call it missing out. I call it doing something that doesn't involve having to run around massive bunkers in the desert.
That's
looking
true.
At endless identical-looking gadgets.
That's true. But props to Qualcomm for the best party at Mobile World Congress in a place called the Speakeasy.
Dry Martini.
But there's a bar at the back of Dry Martini, which is even cooler than Dry Martini, which is quite cool, called Speakeasy.
And
with
the
world's coolest
the...
barman. Yeah.
Barcelona is pretty great. I mean, it's a much better place to have something like that than Las Vegas. So.
Yeah.
Aoife's good as well, because I love Berlin as well.
Well, there we are.
Maybe I'll go there.
Okay.
Come there, like,
good.
Time.
Anyway, Dunk, you were stuck here. What did you get up to?
Not a lot. No, I just, I haven't had a lot to think about this week. Just, it did turn out that we were right about cutting off the pawn to Egypt.
Oh, right.
A mere 2.5 weeks later, Mubarak, seemingly unmovable, now out on his ass.
You called it, Dunk.
Yeah.
He'll be on CNN soon.
Jolly good. Voice of reason.
There we are. Well, on to our top story, and it is all things Mobile World Congress. Ree and I were there. So much to talk about. Let's start with the big phone releases. We've got some tweets on HTC, actually. People underwhelmed by them, but we'll start with them. So we have the Cha-Cha, the Salsa, the Desire S, and the Wildfire S.
And the Incredible S.
And the Incredible S, which is basically... So apart from the Cha-Cha and the Salsa, it's all their current phones given a tweak.
Yeah.
What do we think of that?
But
what does the S stand for?
I don't know. Super...
Speedy?
Could be
fast. Because
it's good that you researched.
It's the Galaxy S for Samsung, so it could be...
Well, they're just crashing their party.
Maybe it means small.
Maybe Google said you have to have an S.
They're slimmer.
Sexy.
Sexy.
Maybe.
Okay.
What are the Cha-Cha and the Salsa?
I'm so glad you asked. They're the Facebook phones. They've got a dedicated Facebook button.
Exciting.
And the world's most ridiculous name. So the Cha-Cha is the one with the keyboard.
Yeah, the QWERTY keyboard. Yep,
which gives it... It's quite a small screen. I'm not
sure. Yeah, it's very square.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's great for Android. But the Salsa is fully touch, so that's kind of normal.
I got to play with the Salsa.
What did you make of it?
It's like about the same size as the Legend.
Mm.
It's like that kind of size. It wasn't actually running Final software, so they wouldn't actually play with it proper. But I got to touch it. So it's about that size. And yeah, I like the Facebook button because I played with the Ink Cloud Touch before I went to Barcelona, and their thing is the Facebook phone.
Mm.
But I just think the HTC, the feel of it, it doesn't feel as, I don't know, cheap. It feels a bit more to like
quality.
The mid end. Yeah,
I tell you what the S might stand for in the Desire S, Wildfire S, etc. Slow and steady and solid, because slow they are. They're very fast phones. I don't mean that, but that kind of, you know, this is all about progression. It's not about revolution. And they're HTC phones. They're solid phones, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're good quality.
Phones.
You know, they're sort of sticking to the course.
It's evolution, not revolution.
Exactly.
They like to evolve, not revolve. Mm,
which maybe a good thing.
But why are they called the Cha-Cha and the Salsa?
I asked why the Cha-Cha and the Salsa, and they couldn't answer.
Maybe they've been watching Strictly, I don't know.
I reckon it's a sort of Far Eastern type thing where they've gone, ooh, what is a sexy Western word? And somebody said, Salsa, the dance of love. That's almost equally as sexy as being on Facebook.
There we go.
You know, you think of Mark Zuckerberg, you think of sexy dancing, don't you? Well, No.
Sometimes.
I know I do.
Yeah. Samsung. I went to Samsung Uncovered, the exciting event. Oh, God, it was tedious. They launched the Galaxy S2, the world's slimmest smartphone, at 8.49 millimetres.
It is slim.
Do you know what the world's second slimmest smartphone is?
Is it still the iPhone 4?
No, it's the LG Optimus Black, which was launched at CES.
Optimus Black.
Yeah, which sounds awesome, doesn't it? At 9.2 millimetres. Did you have a play with the
I did
S2?
Have a play with the S2.
What did you make of it?
It looks really similar to the S.
Do you think?
Yeah, well, I hadn't, well...
It looks more
it looks
kind
more
of
quality.
Blockish.
It looks more...
It's like a monolith, a very thin monolith.
But I think it's more...
Is it made of plastic
or metal? Classier feel. Metal. Hmm. No, it's like rubber on the back.
Or a kind of nicer plastic, at least.
Yeah. It's not metal.
No, it's not that... It's not metal. It's plastic. It's quite solid plastic, but the shape of it, it just...
Are you going to do your thing where you go, if I was to rip it
exactly.
like that...
Exactly. If I twisted it...
As you often do with phones. You know, you get it and you really pummel it with a hammer.
It was all creaky and, you know, it wasn't... It's not as high quality as like an iPhone 4 or HTC's unibody phones.
Oh, so what's up with that name? That's not sexy. Galaxy, what's sexy about that?
Yeah. The S2, I mean, it's very thin.
Yeah, it is very thin. Is it smaller? I thought... It felt smaller than the Galaxy S.
The screen size, I think, is it the same or larger even? I can't quite remember. But it didn't grab me by the balls, I have to say. I was really hoping for a lot from it. But
What I thought about, obviously I wasn't there, so maybe I missed out on the excitement, which you two are brimming over with. But I think talking about phones now has almost got to the point. If say you were arguing about what is the best phone or a better phone, it's almost like two bald men arguing over a comb. They're so similar and they're all so sufficiently good, adequately good. I'm actually starting to find it quite boring. It's like...
that is true. Back in the day when, you know, whether a phone had Vibrate sort of set it apart from all
or
others.
Or even, like a decent camera or something. Yeah. You know, you could argue that, like this phone would have this feature set and then this phone would be... You know, we used to, in the buyer's guide, in the magazine, maybe online as well, we used to divide up into like camera phones.
Music phones.
Things were specialised.
But now everything does everything, which is great, by the way. I'm not knocking that. But it just gives you so little to talk about. You're reduced to saying... Why is it called the source?
Okay. You want specialist.
Here we go.
Sony Ericsson Xperia Play.
This was my biggest disappointment.
How could it be a disappointment when we knocked it so much beforehand?
Yeah, but I was expecting... It looked awful. The gameplay was terrible when I played with it.
Yeah.
It just didn't... It didn't do anything well.
Yeah, I've got to say, the controls, on paper, is a good thing for gaming, but... Yeah. Certainly with my hands, it just didn't fit.
I think
the ergonomics were wrong.
Yeah, I think it's great that it's got at least some controls, but it's like, well, that's going to kill the battery. Like the claims that Sony Ericsson, perhaps I'm speaking out of turn here, but I would suggest the claims Sony Ericsson are making for the graphics and what have you are laughable, and I don't even know why they're being reported as fact. Oh, all games will run at 60 frames per second,
3D. Yeah, that definitely doesn't.
Bollocks.
Because I played with it and I was like, really?
Yeah, like Minesweeper, I imagine that runs at a nice, smooth 60 frames per second, yes. Yeah. Like anything involving, 60 frames, come off it.
Yeah, it was as underwhelming as I think we were expecting. It's not a PlayStation by any stretch. I mean, it's good, you know, if you are a gamer, it's probably the best gaming phone, but just don't expect... wonders, you know?
Don't expect it to be a replacement for your PSP.
Definitely not.
I mean, I'm hopeful that, you know, the people will make good use of it, you know, but like people who do coding and, that, you know, using things like emulators and what have you, because there's a good, so you can get SNESoid, can't you, for Android. So you could run all your sort of SNES games on it.
You probably
could run those pretty comfortably.
It'd be better at gaming than any other phone. I mean, I think we can safely say that.
But
it's
then the problem is...
not fantastic at gaming.
Yeah, but then you see if you get it almost becomes a self-limiting thing because if you get too into gaming on it, you're going to kill the battery in you know a couple of hours and cut off from the entire world. So maybe you could have that as a console and then have a proper phone.
Maybe that's a novel idea.
But then you'd buy a 3DS, wouldn't you? You wouldn't buy a phone to use it.
Also unique, the LG Optimus 3D.
Yeah.
Yes, well, unique as in.
As in, it's the
pointless
only...
and stupid.
No. Okay, right, Ree, did you see it?
I did see it,
All right, your verdict.
I'm not convinced.
Okay.
3D or... No, but I really liked it.
What's the purpose
of it? The YouTube was good because they've teamed up with YouTube to be their 3D partner.
The purpose of,
they have thought it through quite well.
For me, the purpose of it is, well, it's two things. 3D gaming, which is quite a cool thing, you know.
But having played with the 3DS, again, I mean...
Okay.
It's exactly the same argument as the play. If you... How much gaming are you going to get out of it?
All right, yeah, but it's a side feature. If you're not mad about 3D gaming, 3D shooting 3D video is cool. Nice. It's great that to be able to, you know, just... I mean, phone clips are never going to be brilliant, but if they're in 3D, it just gives them, you know, that extra bit.
But again, I have to ask, what's that going to do to the battery? It's like a nice sort of slimline little phone. Yeah, the battery can't be that huge. I could be wrong, but presumably shooting in 3D uses twice as much battery at any given time as shooting in 2D. Yeah,
but also, the just as a cool thing, the 3D effect is real. It really works.
Yeah, it does work.
It's great.
It is good. And so when you play the game and when you watch the video, and you could switch... I couldn't switch the 3D on and off in films, but I could switch it on and off in games.
Okay.
So, I like that feature.
Yeah, yeah.
But how often would you use it? I mean, seriously. The screensavers and things in 3D.
To an extent, it's a gimmick, but it's a cool one. It's a really cool one. And shooting 3D, I would use, you know, especially if you've got a 3D telly, you know.
Yeah.
What a great, you know, a great thing to have in your pocket, a little 3D video camera. And you can upload them to YouTube for other, you know, for other people to watch in 3D if they've
and
got
pictures,
the equipment.
Obviously.
Yeah, and 3D pictures. Yeah. It's just, it's a cool thing.
But again, you see, I think, I could be wrong, I don't know, but occasionally I am wrong. But I think it does completely fall into the category of, yes, cool thing, like nifty little gadget. But it's more like a sort of innovations catalogue kind of thing than something that a serious adult.
Although lots of people who were playing with it there were really bowled over by it to the extent that they were saying, when I was speaking to people, they were saying, yeah, I would buy this, you know. So
people say a lot of things at conferences.
Maybe it's just that thing that you say, you know, phones don't have things that set them apart these days, so this is one, you know, maybe that's what you need. Okay, tablets.
So many tablets.
Sticking with 3D, the LG Optimus Tab, which you can't view 3D where you can with green red glasses, which is crap, but will shoot.
My favourite.
Will shoot 3D, and will send it either to your 3D telly or to your Optimus 3D if you happen to have one, which is quite a cool thing.
I think that's less helpful than the 3D phone because, first of all, I would never. I don't know. With a tab, it's not my first thing to do with it, is take a picture or record with a tablet.
True. Yeah.
And also, if you can't get immediate playback in 3D, I mean, that's the joy of shooting something in 3D.
Yes.
I'll send it to my television when I get home and have a look at it. Yeah. And then it's massively stretched and looks awful anyway. You want to see it straight away.
Interesting. You're talking about, you know, taking a picture with it. What LG has made this a similar size to the iPad. So this is 8.9 inches as opposed to the other Android tablets, which are 7-inch or 10-inch. Mm. And they are making a big play of this, sort of saying 7-inch is a bit too small, 10-inch is a bit too cumbersome, 8.9-inch the perfect size,
perfect,
you know, for one-handed use and all this kind of thing.
One-handed use,
there's to an extent to an extent there's something in that, isn't there? I mean, those 10.1-inch tablets are a bit big,
but I could hold the LG in one hand, and the keyboard was obviously, you can type with one hand and hold it with one hand. But yeah, it did fit like in your hand. You could hold it easily.
And it felt more, you know, more of a tablet than a 7-inch one.
Yeah, definitely. It felt more of a tablet than the old Tab.
Mm. Okay, the two main contenders in the 10.1-inch categories, the Moto Zoom, which we saw at CES but we couldn't play with.
Yeah.
Finally got a chance to play with it. And the Samsung Tab 10.1. On paper, these should be identical.
But the Motorola Zoom, I was impressed more by the Motorola Zoom.
So was I.
It just looked better.
I don't know why.
It felt better. I don't know either. They had exactly, even to the point,
feature set
they had
entirely
exactly the same wallpaper.
Yeah, everything. So I spoke to Motorola. I said, are you going to do anything to this? They're going to say, no, it's going to be absolutely plain vanilla honeycomb. And I think Samsung are doing the same. So on paper, there will be nothing between these two things, but the Zoom is just better.
But I did hear, I spoke to Motorola guy.
Better
and
as in...
they are looking at Moto Blur, possibly.
Okay. It just feels better in the hand. I don't know why. I don't know. Just, you know,
it
feels more solid. It just looks better. The Galaxy Tab 10.1, I don't know what they've...
Yeah.
I don't know how they've got it wrong, but
Luke
it just
Johnson,
doesn't seem as right.
News writer, he loves the Galaxy Tab.
Maybe it's horses.
Because it's got that grips on the back.
Yeah. But for me, that just made it a bit...
Yeah, it just made it a bit less stylish.
Yeah, exactly. exactly. Maybe more practical, but less stylish. But and frankly, that's what counts.
They both ran at exactly the same speed.
Yeah, the user experience was the same. Yeah. Just, I don't. We came to this conclusion completely independently. We went to the stand at different times.
Yeah.
But yeah, we did agree.
I think it's completely understandable. I mean, that's what Apple have understood for years, yeah. isn't it? If you make something that immediately makes somebody go, "Ooh, this feels nice," they to an extent will even kind of ignore minor flaws with it because the initial sort of not just the initial feel, but the feel of using it is that much better. Mm. Whereas Samsung seems to take a much more utilitarian approach, which is like, we can produce a billion units of this and get it on the shelf, and people still do buy the stuff. So I'm not saying this rules them out. But their stuff, to me, always feels a bit like, oh, I'm not really going to use this because I don't like the look or feel of it, even though the mechanics are exactly the same. Yeah. You know, the product is actually good in terms of its usability.
Okay. That said, all those tablets, they are not our favourite. We will be revealing our favourite tablet shortly, later on in the programme. Meanwhile, announcements from Android. Incidentally, Android did have the best stand at Mobile World Congress. It was awesome. Let me just describe this. So there was a downstairs, which had all the apps that you could get on Android,
big
some really
Androids.
Cool ones, you know, for
big
tablets, huge. Loads of big Android things. There was a little concession where you could pick up Android pin badges,
yeah.
which suddenly became this huge collector's item. Then at the other end, there was a bar with smoothies, mixing up smoothies, so you could get a gingerbread smoothie, a honeycomb smoothie, all this, which is, they were very tasty. But then, if you went upstairs, you could make your own Android.
Yeah, I've Androidified myself. Yep. I'll share it on Twitter later.
Okay. And then there was like little meeting tables,
free,
which were quite dull
water.
And boring. Yeah,
there was
fridges with it was free water.
Which is essential
and
at a conference.
To get you from the top floor to the bottom floor, an adult slide. So you could shoot down the slide on a sack, and then there was a little you landed in a pillowcase at the bottom and on a pillow at the bottom, and there was a camera that automatically took a picture of you and you can go and pick up.
Wow.
It was like a theme park.
It was brilliant.
Was Eric Schmidt there? Now he's got nothing to do. Just spent the entire day.
He did do a keynote.
He did give a keynote. Onto that. So slight confusion with Android versions and numbers and things like this. So we were predicting ice cream. Yeah, and it was sort of announced.
Yeah,
Eric Schmidt said, yes, there's going to be another version of Android. It will unify the kind of tablet strand and the phone strand, and it will begin with an I and it'll be named after a dessert. So I think we're still all safely going with ice cream or ice cream sandwich, but he didn't confirm
whatever that is.
Whatever that is.
Could be ice cream sundae, I suppose.
Also, which we mentioned in the last podcast, there's Android 2.4, which is still, we've now found out, gingerbread.
Yeah, it's got completely confusing now.
So let me explain this in a nutshell. So we have gingerbread, which is Android 2.3. It runs on phones. We have Android 3.0, honeycomb, which runs on tablets. Honeycomb kind of needs a dual-core processor to run. Google say it doesn't need it, but recommends it. Mm. So what they brought out for single-core tablets is Android 2.4. And what it means is you can have a single-core tablet, it runs gingerbread, but it will run programs designed for Android 3.0. So if someone brings out an Android magazine for tablets, 7-inch tablets don't need to miss out if they're running 2.4.
Yeah.
There we go. That's my explanation.
That's a good one.
Unbearably complicated. But it does, I mean, it does point out the problem with Android, or the minor problem that Android has compared to iPhone and iOS, whatever, which is that that's just one operating system. Apple completely locks it down, so everything works with the device.
Well, this was kind of what Eric Schmidt was saying, wasn't he? So he's saying now, from now on, we're going to be 6-monthly releases, and Android 3.1 or whatever it's going to be called, the ice cream version, will be tablet and phone. So they're going to unify the two strands. So it should get simpler in theory.
Yeah. Mm.
It's not that simple at the moment, is it? As long as everybody keeps their screens the same size and the same aspect, I suppose it'll work. But at the moment, lots of things won't work on Android.
That's the other point of Android. You don't have to do that. You know,
you do if you want to use all the apps. That's I'll point something out here, which I don't know.
Go on.
Basically, if you look at advertising for Android phones, you'll notice, or I have noticed, that it'll say supports X number of apps.
Yeah.
And that number of apps is never anywhere near the total number of apps in the Android marketplace, or at least according to what Wikipedia says is the total number.
Why is
And by that? Nowhere near, I mean not even close.
So why is that?
For that reason.
Oh,
Android apps do not run on all Android devices.
Okay.
And by no means all Android devices, in fact.
Intriguing. Anyway, we've banged on long enough about Mobile World Congress, so let's find out what else has been happening this week and say, here is the news. Apple's new MacBook Pro is set to launch in the UK on the 1st of March, according to new reports, with the leading laptop to feature Intel's next-gen core technology, Sandy Bridge. How evocative.
Yeah, Apple's insider claims a person familiar with the Matter Classic confirms the new range will go live within 2 weeks. Some crossover from the MacBook Air is expected, which could include solid-state drives and possible instant-on technology. That's what we like.
Would be nice. The BBC's launched a content-sharing initiative, Snappy, for the iPlayer that will see the likes of ITV, Channel 4 and... make content available from the catch-up service.
Additional programming won't be available directly within iPlayer itself. Instead, full on-demand listing for the competitors' offerings will be given, with users being redirected to the respective sites and catch-up content providers.
Simples! Sony looks set to join the tablet party with a 9.4-inch gamer dubbed the S1. Like the Xperia Play, it'll run PS1 games and be PlayStation certified. And Gadget claims to have had the device confirmed by trusted and independent sources that say it'll run Android Honeycomb.
And finally, drumroll please. The BAFTA Video Games Award nominees have been announced, and Assassin's Creed Brotherhood is leading the pack with 7 nominations.
Yeah!
Other big hitters are Call of Duty Black Ops and Heavy Rain with 6 nominations each. Mass Effect 2 gets 5, Limbo and Super Mario Galaxy 2 both get 4. We'll find out the winners on the 16th of March.
Oh, we will.
So, time to find out what you've been tweeting to at T3DOTCOM. Duncan.
Stephen Laws says, just wanted to say I really enjoy your podcast. Thanks. And look forward to it every Friday. Keep up the good work, guys.
It's a surefire way of getting a mention, I think.
If you want to be mentioned on the podcast, say how much you like the podcast. Thanks, Stephen. We love you too.
Yes.
Keep up the good work.
Reactions to HTC.
Yes, I've got a couple of reactions. One's from EVGNI. Evgni? I don't know how to
possibly
say this, sorry. It's EVGNI. At T3.com, HTC disappointed me. No dual core on any of the new devices. Getting boring like Nokia's been for a few years now.
Ooh. Burn.
That does. That does. Android UK news also. Yeah. Is that it from HTC?
Oh, actually... Speaking of Nokia, did you see about, you know they're teaming up with Windows Phone 7?
Yeah.
Apparently, they won't actually have any Windows Phone 7 phones on the shelves until October at the earliest.
I can believe that, because they've got to build the whole thing from scratch, haven't they? I mean, complete handbrake turn.
The world will have lost interest by then, surely.
Surely they have to go for Windows Phone 8. They can't.
Well, the reason there is Windows Phone 7 in October is because that's when they're doing a big refresh of it.
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Okay.
But I wasn't disappointed by HTC.
No, I mean, I think on paper, as you say, no dual core, you know, and all that kind of thing, when maybe, you would be disappointed with HTC. Honestly, when they come out, the phones are the most solid, the best looking.
Their UI.
The HTC Sense makes sense. You know, it runs well. Don't be so disappointed. Don't judge them until you play with them.
People do that, though, don't they? It's
easy to do because if you haven't seen them, all you've got to judge on is, you know, some pictures, which only tell you so much, and the bare specs. And
it feels like it's a specs race. You know, like cameras used to be.
It always used to be megapixels. Now it's like processor speed.
Yeah.
Which brings us on. Brings us neatly on to our...
Very nice, smooth.
Yeah, gadget of the week.
Yep.
Yes. We had a tweet from AJ Johnson. Am I the only person who thinks 7-inch tablets are pointless? My Desire HD is 4.3 inches. Who's the market? Isn't 10.1 the answer? Well, AJ Johnson, it isn't, because our gadget of the week is the HTC Flyer. It is 7 inches. It doesn't even run Honeycomb.
I know, but it was the best tablet I saw.
It actually was. And it was the best because it runs Sense. It's the only one that was skinned. Yeah. And skinning isn't always a good thing, but when it comes to HTC, they do it very well. And it was very nice. It runs 2.4, which, as we explained earlier, means it will run Honeycomb apps. It just doesn't have Honeycomb.
Yeah.
It's 7 inches, which isn't a bad size. It makes it very portable.
It looked a really good size. Like, it felt...
Yeah, it felt good. I mean, I did personally prefer the LG size, the 8.9 inches, but given the choice between 10 inches and 7 inches, I'd probably go 7. And also, it's unibody. It was really nicely built. You know, unibody, aluminium enclosure, beautiful looking thing. Plus, it has a pen.
Yes, it does.
Which feels like we're going back in time. But it worked really nicely. You could make little notes on the screen and write on it. I spoke to HTC's Olivier Bordeaux, and he talked me through
it. Is he French?
No, he wasn't, actually, but he talked me through it.
This one is kind of unique because we worked a lot on the experience. HTC Sense experience, which has been quite liked on our smartphone device, has been optimized for the tablet, so you'll have more information presented in a very cool and fun way with some 3D effects on all your widgets and much more information in a cool way.
What about the hardware and some of the features?
So, yeah, so as I was saying on the hardware, it's quite performing really well with the 1.5 processor, 1 gig of RAM. It supports Flash for a very comfortable browsing experience on websites and everything. One of the plus we're using is that it comes with a pen, with the Scribe technology, which we use on HTC, so you can actually take notes, do drawings or quick sketches with the Note application, which we've synced with Evernote client, so you can always manage this remotely, back it up and reuse it somewhere else. But you can also use the pen anywhere on the device, so I can even make some quick drawings on my current home screen, create a quick postcard and send it over via email or Facebook or any other social network. And I can do really that anywhere on the interface. I can do that on my ebooks. I can do that on the browser. I can, with the pen, I can use there is a selection feature on the pen, so you can copy some text and from an article on the web and put it on an email, for example.
Okay, maybe he's a bit French.
I was like, are you sure he's not French?
Continental, I'd say.
Certainly.
Might be Belgian, I suppose.
Yeah, let's go with that. So the pen, it's quite chunky, and it doesn't actually slot into the device anywhere.
Sorry, this is our favourite tablet. Why? I have not seen it, you see, but everything you've said about it so far makes it sound awful.
It's really good.
The note system.
That's not an answer. No, it is good.
It's got a different feel of a tablet. It's just the other tablets, they ran Honeycomb, but they had done anything with it.
Yeah.
It was just. Like Dan said, like vanilla, just put it on. But the HTC Sense...
They thought about it
and they've optimised HTC Sense for a tablet.
Right.
So it's not HTC Sense that you'd get on your phone. It's a new UI that they've created just for tablets.
Just using the Scribe thing, the stylus, you tend to bring it nearer to you or whatever, or you use it in a different way? Because 7 inches just always seems like too small.
Well, just think of it as a little notepad, you know, a little reporter's notepad. It's about that size. Mm. You can write on it. It's nice for copying and pasting text. That works very nicely. But you can also just annotate stuff and write notes. So, you know, if you want to take quick notes, you can write them up with the stylus. It does save them to the cloud. And, you know, you've got them there for later. But also, it's the pen itself, it doesn't, the thing I found, it doesn't slot in the device, which I would have liked. But what they said is, basically, it comes with a little leather, you know, thing you slot it in, and the pen has a pouch in that leather thing. So that's the downfall.
I hate the sound of that.
The pen getting...
So it's too small, and it's got a stylus, and it's not even
You don't need the stylus, but it does add to the device. It does bring something new to tablets. Well, it actually brings something very old to tablets, but something new to new tablets.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
I can see you're not convinced.
Well, but, no, because everything about the original Galaxy Tab on 7 inches, like, you know, browsing and email and just everything, video, 7 inches seemed too small.
Okay.
So I don't see why it would be different on this, basically. Mm. And then you're adding a stylus on top, which sounds bad to me.
We liked it, but as I say, these are all going to be coming out around March, April. The Honeycomb devices are kind of waiting for the official release of Honeycomb. Basically, Motorola was sort of saying, look, yeah, we're ready to go just as soon as Honeycomb launches. So we will see. We will see. Now, T3 has had some news of its own this week of an Apple variety. This ties in with Apple's announcement of subscriptions. Mm-hmm. Explain.
Yeah, so explain in tweets or explain?
just explain.
So basically we've got an iPad edition and Apple have announced that you're now available to subscribe.
Yeah.
So T3 is one of the first magazines in the UK to be offered on subscription. So there's a range of subscriptions you can go on. You can get subscribed for 90 days, mm-hmm. and I think then you can subscribe.
Or 6 months, it's like $11.99 yeah. or something along those lines. And it's phenomenally, it's done phenomenally well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's shot to the top of the charts. It's what now the seventh highest grossing paid app. And
yeah,
well,
I think
what
that's
people have been waiting for.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, yeah, that's what they've been waiting for. And we also announced there's a Gadget Gallery app.
Yes, which again, doing rather well for itself.
Yeah.
Android's come up with similar news, hasn't it? I mean, they are also going to be doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And I know other magazines have announced that they are going to be launching on Android. We have, there are people asking if we are going to be launching on Android. Roy Heslop, is T3 going to be available on Android tablets when Honeycomb arrives? We kind of, the jury was out on this one, wasn't it? I think
it's something that we're looking at. But.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember when we asked Luke, he was sort of, maybe, watch this space, ooh, who knows? So I don't think we can say anything official there.
Unless it's like easy to do a port. I don't think Android tablets are selling in sufficient numbers for that to be
I mean, the thing that, the problem that we have as well is there's an awful lot of work went into the Apple iPad edition, whereas certain other magazines just kind of almost did a PDF, didn't they? So it'll take similar amounts of colossal work.
Certain lesser magazine.
Yeah, well, to get it on Android. So
that sort of goes back to what I was saying earlier. It's like the iPad just is the iPad, whereas the Android, it's like, well, it's a 7-inch tablet, it's a 10.1-inch tablet, it's now an 8.9-inch bloody tablet.
How do you make an upgrade?
It's not that straightforward.
And a pressing question from Secret Valley / Gadget Girl. Will your subscription still have the unnecessary scantily dressed women that have nothing to do with gadgets?
Yes, but they will be holding gadgets. So
they have something to do with gadgets. Because the print subscription edition, the women are missing from the front cover.
Oh, yeah, they are, yeah.
So I don't know, is it the same?
They're still in the magazine, but I mean...
Yes.
Well, you can very elegantly flick past it digitally with your finger.
At least
you don't want to look at it,
you can quickly skip past that. Jolly good. Well, that is about it for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest, including full coverage from Mobile World Congress. T3 is on the shelves and on the iPad too. We are on iTunes every Friday. So till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.